People who put down deposits on houses in County Meath a few years ago say they've been asked to pay €60,000 more to finish the homes. 16 houses are being built by developer Metamatic Limited in Rathmullion in County Meath, as first reported by the Irish Independent. In a statement to this programme, the developer told us that contracts were exchanged in 2021 with an 18-month completion period, but construction costs have increased by 30 to 40% and interest charges have gone up by 50%. One of those waiting for their house to be finished is Amanda McTerrion and her husband.
Well, like, we put down the booking deposit and then contracts are sent over. We signed in October and they countersigned in November, claimed the help to buy money. And from there, I was expecting my house to be ready within 18 months of signing the contract.
So when did the first issues arise that raised a doubt in your mind about that?
I'm going to say probably in the fall of 2022, because in the start of 2022, we saw great progress on the properties. Like, windows and doors were in, like, they were like, they looked like they were flying. And then things just kind of got stagnant. And by the fall, we were like, okay, something's up.
So at this stage, your expectation, was it still that you'd be getting in March of this year?
Yes, we received, so there was an article published in the Meath Chronicle in November 2022, and shortly after that, we did receive a letter that stated the development is on course to be handed over in phases starting March 2023 and completed in quarter two of 2023.
Right, and that was communication from the developers?
Yes.
And so what happened then when March came around?
March came around, we started to, like, you know, question things, and we were like, oh, we just got told, like, other stuff, like, oh, it's just blaming other, like, utilities.
So at that stage then, you weren't getting a date, were you, or were you getting some indication of when actually your home might be ready?
We weren't really getting a date, no. The most recent developments is that a letter was sent to us recently that states the developer is in financial issues or significant financial difficulties, and to arrange meetings between our solicitor and their solicitor to meet and to have an open dialogue of how to come to a solution. So other houses had attended this meeting, and the solution was give us $60,000 and we'll complete the houses.
Have you met, or has your solicitor met with the developer?
No, mine has not. Based off of the other houses already attending this meeting, I felt, what is the purpose of my solicitor going to be told the same thing?
Right. So you have it on the authority of other prospective owners of houses in this development that 60,000 is the ask.
That's correct.
And I think we've spoken as well to three of those to confirm that. So where does that leave you, Amanda?
That leaves me in a position. I don't have 60,000. You know, the reason why this house attracted us was because it was affordable and it was within our budget. Right now, if I had 60,000 extra, I wouldn't be waiting. I would have moved on. I don't have 60,000 to give them to finish their job.
They have offered to return deposits, is that right?
They have, yes.
But in the meantime, you've lost that those 2 years where you might well have been involved in the purchase of another property.
That's correct. I would have lost out on other properties coming up. Not only that, financially, I've lost out because my rent has increased. Our own interest rates with the banks have increased. When I started this process, my mortgage repayments were going to be about $900 a month. Now we're looking at $1,300 a month. I've also turned down job opportunities, which have a significant pay increase. Because if you're on probation at the time of drawdown, the banks won't entertain, they won't pay the mortgage.
I mean, the developer in his letter, or his solicitor on his on their behalf, says that we cannot overstate the financial stress the developer is experiencing. The cost of delivering the properties has vastly increased since our client's quantity surveyor priced the job initially. So really, they're blaming inflation and construction costs. So that, does that wash as far as you're concerned?
Well, as far as I see it, is when did this inflation and construction costs start to come into play? The foundations were laid starting in like July 2021. There was foundations, you know, and the houses were going up. As far as I see, I believe interest rates didn't start until last summer.
Do you see any solution to this, Amanda, other than simply bailing out at this stage?
I don't think the solution is for like us buyers to decide to come up with. It's not a buyer problem, it's a them problem.
So by that, do I take it you mean that as far as you're concerned, the developer has an obligation to complete the property?
Absolutely. We sign contracts. They sign those contracts as well. They set the price. They chose to sell off plans. So it's their obligation to finish the houses and provide them to us at the price we signed contracts for.
And that was Amanda Mekaterian on her experiences with the Meath developer, Meath Amatic Limited.